90.3 WJTL Red Walker Believer. Rachel Lampa, he's good. Good morning to you at 719.
Mostly sunny skies today with the high of 52. Mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 42. For your Friday, chance of rain, breezy, a cloudy day. High of 57. For the weekend, mix of clouds and sun and a chance of rain Saturday. High of 45. High of 48 Sunday with clouds and rain. Currently, it's clear and 36.
Our friend Mylan Abelsod is here. She's the executive director of Brittany's Hope. Good morning again
good
to
morning.
You. Wonderful to have you here. We talked a little bit about Brittany's Hope, and we want to talk about your upcoming event. But do you have any great stories about how God has worked through what Brittany's Hope is doing?
Oh, Fred, that's a dangerous question. I can be here for the whole day and talk
9:55.
About it.
Yeah.
But if you ask, okay, narrow it down to one. I guess what comes to my mind is that, again, it's nearing close to 20 years of operation. And what's really neat is that we're getting to see the kids that we provide families to bring them home, the kids that we brought home through our adoption grants, that they're now 18, 20, 20, 21. So it's really great to see them growing up. But one particular amazing individual, Siley Yoder. So she's adopted with the Brittany Sub grant here locally from India. And this young lady, she honestly, she's a miracle,
yeah.
A walking miracle. She should not be alive. But ultimately, she was abandoned due to her severe special needs, missing arms and limbs. And beyond that, she's, I think, since being adopted, she underwent over 20 major medical procedures.
Wow.
And as Jean Yoder shared, that she should not be alive. But ultimately, what I want to share about that is that in just the recent year, she's came back to Brittany's Hope, contacting us and just sharing with us what she's doing, and then also have committed her time to being an advocate for Brittany's Hope, you know, coming back and fundraising for Brittany's Hope, telling
wow.
her story.
Yeah.
And so I just, and that story I think is amazing, is that you see the full circle of that we provide the seed money to bring, to one, help Jean and her family grow their forever family, and then also help Siley come home to the forever family. But ultimately, what that small seed had blossomed into an amazing force of impact.
Yeah.
She's now in college, and she's gone back to India to help those that are orphaned in India. That's where she's from. So I just think that's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If folks want to find out more about Brittany's Hope and support what you guys are doing, hear more stories like Siley's, they
yeah.
can come out to your event.
Absolutely, absolutely, Fred. So December 7, we are in partnership with C&J Catering. They are actually putting on the event, 100% of it, all donated by C&J. So every single penny go directly to Brittany's Hope, which we also have the 100% model, that every dollar that comes to Brittany's Hope go directly to helping orphan and at-risk children. So on December 7, we are hosting our Christmas at the Star Barn event, and it's a really magical event. It starts for VIP. It starts from 7:30 to 10. And by the way, VIP ticket, I think there's only one seating slot left
wow.
for 7:30. So we're almost sold out. So if you, those that want to grab those VIP, which what it means is that basically amongst them are amazing activities that you get breakfast with Santa and then the VIP experience with Santa. And then the regular admission is from 10 to 2, and the event is just amazing. The whole property is decorated in, you know, Christmas theme.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, and there's a dance party, there's cookie decorating, there's pony rides, there's face painting, you name it. It's a Christmas festivity for all. It's not just for kids. It's amazing.
Cool. Yeah. You know, I wanted to tell you, last year when we drove through the lights
yeah.
there, we got to the end and you had llamas. Or alpacas with Christmas
yeah.
hats on.
Yeah.
I said, look, I said to my wife, and we had some of the grandkids, look, there's alpacas with Christmas hats. They thought I was joking. Oh, no. That turned
yeah.
out to be the kids' favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
so funny.
And also to be in the inside the Star Barn, that itself is a piece
beautiful.
Of art. Beautiful.
It is. It is. So if people want to come, though, they need to get their tickets early.
Yes.
And you get them ahead of time.
This event is in high demand. So again, if you want their VIP, they need to check it out on our website very soon. But regular admission, you can do walk on the
okay.
morning of.
Very yeah. cool. Go to brittanyshope.org. Click on the December 7th event that is coming up. It's a great event. It's an opportunity for you to not only experience Christmas, but also support what Brittany's
mm-hmm.
Hope
yeah.
is doing.
Yep.
Yeah, Mylan, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And we wish you the best for tomorrow's extraordinary
yes.
give as well.
And same to you. Blessing to you guys.
Thank you. Music from Third Day coming away. This is Kicking and Screaming on WJTL.